Welcome to Girlfriends in the Word. I'm Lisa Dorr.
And I'm Robin Eschbach.
And we hope you'll journey with us through the Bible. We'll share scripture, a devotional, have a lively discussion, and close our time together in prayer.
We hope you'll be encouraged and able to live out what we talk about on the program, and even do it today.
Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started.
Hello from Robin Eschbach and Lisa Dorr. It's great to be here again, and we are working our way through the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
We've Genesis, Exodus, and today we're in Leviticus.
Woohoo! We're getting there, Robin.
That's right. It's going to be good. And what a constant, you know, a big old diet of words, the word of the Lord in our daily life. Mm-hmm. There just can't be anything better. You can't put a price tag on
it. I agree. Yeah.
Well, let's get started,
Shall we jump right in? Okay. Leviticus 22, 31 through 33. Keep my commands and follow them. I am the Lord. Do not profane my holy name. I must be acknowledged as holy by the Israelites. I am the Lord who makes you holy and who brought you out of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord. God is speaking to the Israelites here, and he literally brought them out of a place called Egypt. He brought them out of a physical slavery as they were doing hard labor for Pharaoh. We all have an Egypt, a place we need brought out of, a place where we are a slave to things. God parted the Red Sea physically so the Israelites could walk through on dry ground. Jesus' body was broken. His blood was shed so you and I could walk in freedom. When Jesus ascended into heaven, he said to his disciples just before leaving, "I must go so that the Counselor will come and lead you." He was leaving his Holy Spirit with us to call upon. He wants us to follow him. He wants us to put our trust in Jesus, a trust that says, "Because of what you did on the cross for me, I can walk out of my Egypt and away from slavery." Jesus died to set us free. Let's follow him.
Boy, that is cool, because there's this thing with growing up in Jesus.
Mm.
You know, you give your heart to the Lord, and then what happens?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so cool, you know, that we all do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We all have called on the name of the Lord, and he heard us,
mm-hmm.
every one of us,
mm-hmm.
and he forgave us. So what a moment that is.
Amen. Robin, what do you think about sharing our testimonies with the listeners today? I'm thinking, you know, my Egypt was the way I was raised in Christian Science. Did you know that? I mean, I think you knew that about me, Robin. I was raised in Christian Science. Now, a lot of people get that mixed up with Scientology, and that seems to be what a lot of the movie stars follow. And so I don't really know a lot about Scientology, but Christian Science is different in that one of their main things is that they don't go to doctors. They do have a faith, and they put their faith in the teachings of Mary Baker Eddy. She's the founder of Christian Science. And so when I did that growing up, it was funny because I knew of God, God the Father, but I looked to the moon when I prayed, Robin. I looked to the moon, and the moon represented God to me because it was very big and very far away. So I didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus, and I went about my life. You know, as a little girl, I kind of wore what they call those rose-colored glasses. You know, I could find good in anything. I was definitely a half, more like a full overflowing glass than even the glass half full. But when I was 17 years old, my brother was killed on his motorcycle, and it sent me into a tailspin. I mean, really just dabbling in things that I knew were wrong, but you know what? I didn't care. I didn't care anymore, Robin. I just thought, I don't want to be this good girl anymore. I'm not looking at the world through these rose-colored glasses. My brother died, and where did he go? And I didn't know. So for about 10 years, Robin, I really messed up my life. And just like God not wanting to leave me there all messed up, on a warm August day, I got stung by a whole swarm of bees.
Wow.
And I was unconscious within 8 minutes. And I know that because God didn't leave me there to die. I mean, obviously, I'm sitting here in this radio station with you, but he didn't leave me there to die. He had provided a girlfriend to be with me, who not only was with me to help me, but she had been an EMT. So she saw all the signs of anaphylactic shock. She saw me go unconscious, and she knew she needed to get me help. So she called for the ambulance. She called for help, and the ambulances came, and they took me. They shot me up with epinephrine and gave me oxygen. It was crazy, just crazy. And I spent 3 days in the hospital. While I was in there, I thought, I have got to get my life right with God. Now, I didn't know what that meant, but I knew. I mean, we know when we're sinning, right? We know when things are not right in our lives. And so I knew that things needed to change. Well, I didn't know how to do that. But it was that little whisper to the Lord where he just seemed to like pull out the proverbial rug out from under me. No more of this, no more of that, as far as my lifestyle and the choices I was making, till I got to the place where I was just totally at my end. And my work had sent me to my hometown. My hometown is Nazareth. I grew up in the Lehigh Valley. So in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, I went to a girlfriend's house and I just told her like all the yucky things I had been involved in, and I just thought I was catching her up on my life for the last 10 years. Well, she looked straight at me, Robin, and said, well, you know you're a sinner. I said, well, and because she took what I was telling her as confession. And so the next thing was the oddest thing in the world. She got up from the table we were sitting at, and she went across the room to make a phone call. That's when the phones were on the wall. Remember those phones,
That's
Robin,
right.
on the wall with the long cord? Well, she started making a phone call. I thought, who in the world could you possibly be calling? Like, I just spilled my guts out to you, and I'm feeling very vulnerable and quite ugly at this moment. Like, who could you possibly be calling?
That's right, and God's ways are so different.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wait. Oh, buckle your seatbelt, actually, because I'm about to tell you what happened next. So I hear her say, can you water baptize someone in a bathtub?
Wow.
Yeah. And then I hear her say, well, can you come over? So she hangs up the phone and she starts dragging me by the arm through her house. She's like, okay, we're going to get you a t-shirt on and sweatpants. And she stops and she turns and she looks at me. And she rattles this next phrase as fast as she could. I probably can't even do it as fast as she did. She looked at me. She said, now we need to get a few things straight. She said, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and he died to set you free from your sin? Robin, I was dumbfounded. I had never heard that before. I was 28 years old and I had never heard that. And I just said, I don't know. Am I supposed to? And in that moment before she responded, I said, I will. I chose to believe what she was telling me was true. Mm-hmm. Got changed into the sweatpants and t-shirt. They filled up the bathtub with water. Her pastor came over. He prayed over me. I got into that bathtub in the water. He prayed over me. Robin, I went down under that water. You'd have thought it was a lifetime. But he brought me back up in an instant, and I felt clean and new and unashamed, and I had this amazing desire to read the Word. And when I read the Word, I felt like Jesus was talking to me. And so, yeah, these new beginnings, these Egypts, that was my Egypt, you know, like we talked about here. I wasn't a slave, like doing hard labor, but I was a slave to my sin, and God brought me out of that by his Son, Jesus Christ.
What a great story. And I've heard bits and pieces of that through the years, but when you give your sin over to God, man, what a moment that is. And yours is dramatic.
Ugh.
Mine, I was 4 years old,
nice.
Back in the bedroom with my mom and dad, and they
Sweet.
Led me to the Lord. But I'll tell you, wherever it happens, no matter how dramatic it is, mm-hmm. we all have sin. And we all have to be forgiven.
Yeah.
And so I just remember that for me, I was so full of fear. I was very, very quiet, couldn't talk, and said very little in my family up until I was like 16 years old. Very, very quiet. If you talk to anybody that knew me, they're like, well, quiet little Robs. That's what they used to call me. And all of that neediness and dependency, those were moments where I had to give that to the Lord and say, God, you have made me fearfully and wonderfully. And I had to believe that and trust it. And I think God started there in my life and said, I want to help you to know who you are in Jesus Christ because I have made you a princess.
Amen.
And I had to begin to read scriptures to believe that. And then God did an interesting thing for me. He said, you know, I don't want just all your failures, because many people get saved in crisis, right? You know, the bee stung you and then you got saved. And so many times God uses all the hard things in our life to draw to him, you know, our who we are. But the day that you give your successes to the Lord, there's the maturity.
Interesting.
Because then we're giving the failure and now we're giving, we're praising, saying, God, all that I have, not just my neediness and dependency, now I'm going to become a resource for you so I can be a resource for people to lead them and be a part of your want for me to make the kingdom bigger and better to help people find Jesus. And so I remember all that was happening because I was reading my Bible, you know, and you have a history with God. And so how you can see it is if you go back to your Bible, you know, how much you've marked it or what scriptures you've memorized. And I remember getting my mom's dad's Bible and my dad's mom's Bible, and I gathered them onto me, and I was reading all. My one grandpa, you know, had just been full of all kinds of hardship and had had an affair and had all kinds of hardship. His Bible was marked up. He had dates and names and things that he prayed for. Ended up becoming a preacher and sermons that he had preached. My grandma, that was like the most anointed woman of God that got saved at the age of 16 and gave her whole heart to the Lord, didn't have a mark in her Bible, but she had memorized so much of it. And so on that day, I decided, you know what, I'm going to mark my Bible because I want history with God. And I remember I went off to Bible college and they had me memorize that Psalm 139, search me, O God, and know my heart and know my thoughts. If I go to the heavens, you're there. If I go to the deepest of the ocean, you're there. I have gone back to that verse, those verses over and over and over again. Sometimes when I'm driving my car, I'll be like just wanting to say Psalm 139. I'll have to reopen my Bible to kind of get reacquainted, but I'll remember it. I remember my dear friend Harriet going with me through the book of Ephesians.
Yes.
And I still have marked my Bible, all those things that are for me as a child of God that I've inherited. And she helped me to understand, you know, who does God say that I am? Those were the realms I was working in because I was just so ridden with anxiety and fear of people. And now I'm 56. I've, you know, matured enough that I give him my successes. I give him my failures. And don't you know, I still deal with fear, but overall, I have this place in life where I can reach out. I can make phone calls to ladies. I can talk and connect, and I give all the glory to God on that one because it's the way God has used me in ministry then. You know, he takes that pain or that hardship, and then he says, now I want to use it for the kingdom of God, and I have seen that happen in my own personal life.
That is so beautiful. Praise God. I mean, that was your Egypt. He brought you out of fear. And like you said, you struggle with it sometimes, but you, he brought you out of that. And look at you today, Robin. Let's close out our time in this prayer with this prayer. Father, thank you for the freedom you provided for us in your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you that we can walk free from sin and bondage, that we can come out of a place of slavery, out of Egypt. Thank you that your Holy Spirit is here to guide us, to make us holy. Thank you that we can follow today.